Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, we have another amazing, amazing show lined up for you. I cannot wait for you to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Dennis Dermilla, in just a moment. How are you doing this evening? I am so excited. I'm beyond excited. I can't wait to show you what this man has to offer. You're going to hear some amazing, amazing tips, some great value. Stay on till the end and enjoy the ride. Hey, my name is Brian Kelly. This is the Mind Body Business Show. And real briefly, what is the Mind Body Business Show all about? Well, it's about those three things: the mind, the body, and the business. Those are the three pillars to success, the three keys to success. And what I like to say is if you've mastered mindset, and maybe you've mastered body through exercise and nutrition, but you haven't mastered business like marketing, sales, scaling, then you're not operating at a peak level of performance. If you say you've mastered body and business but not mind, once again, you're still not at that peak level of performance. It's about mastering all three, much like a tripod. Much like a tripod, where if you were to take one leg away from a standing tripod, what would happen to that tripod? It would come tumbling down, wouldn't it? And that is what this show is all about, is putting together the three keys that I've learned over my more years than you would imagine on this planet by talking and learning from people just like Dennis Dermilla and other phenomenal, phenomenal mentors of mine. And with that in mind, one of the key ingredients for success when it comes to mind and business is something that several mentors recommended highly directly to me that I do. And I ignored them for years. For years. That was a big mistake to let that amount of time go by. There's just one thing I needed to do, one thing, and it didn't come expensively. It's very accessible. It's accessible to all. And in a moment, I'll reveal what that is. Well, actually, I'll just tell you what it is. Is that all right? It's reading books. Reading books. And I finally came to my senses from the last mentor who finally drilled it into my skull far and deep enough to where I woke up and said, I should start reading books. And so I began reading them voraciously, you know, several years ago. And as a result, I would listen to them. I love to listen on Audible. That's my favorite mode of ingesting information, especially because I can do it in places I normally wouldn't be able to read, i.e. the car. I listen to more books in the car than anywhere else. That's the most often where I listen to Audible. And a beautiful thing that Audible allows you to do is on their app, on the phone, they give you this nice big button that is basically a bookmark. And when you tap it, it stores that place in the Audible presentation of the book for you to go back and later play it back. And so I began doing that, and I have now amassed quite a few bookmarks. And what I like to do is share one of those with you right now on this show in a segment I call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, Reach Your Peak Library. You see it next to me there. That is a website that I developed that is not there for the purpose of making money off of you that are watching. It is not. That is not the purpose. I decided after reading a numerous amount of books, not every book was worthy of the time it took. You know, time is our most precious commodity. Would you not agree? Time is our most precious commodity, more than any amount of money. You can never get time back. Money you can make again. Time, once it's gone, it's gone. And so I thought, you know what? What a great thing it would be if I were to just put up books that I personally vetted. Doesn't mean that you will actually get the same benefit that I did, but at least somebody did. And it might help you to further weed down and whittle down the list to a smaller list that's manageable. And currently, I believe there's around 40 books on this site that I've personally read, every one of them. And so I've put them on this site for you to be able to just click on the button and grab it in whatever form you like, Audible, hardcover, Kindle, whatever form was available, it's on this site. And so it's just been a life changer. That's all. It's only changed my life. And now I'm going to impart the same wisdom onto you that are watching that was imparted on me. If you're not reading the right books right now, then just get started. And, you know, you look at this and go, 40 books, Brian, where am I going to start? it really doesn't matter. Just start. That's the key. Pick one. Go on that list. The first one that jumps out and says and grabs you and says, that looks interesting, just pick it and start reading. And then go down the list. This is it. The number one reason for lack of success is not just a lack of reading books. It's the lack of reading the right books. And again, that is why Reach Your Peak came to being, because I decided that it was a necessary thing to help out my fellow entrepreneurs and business owners. So without further ado, what I want to do is cut over to the actual bookmark. And in this case, I've chosen one from a book called The Perfect Day Formula by a gentleman named Craig Ballantyne. And this book was actually recommended to me by another mentor of mine who is coming up on the show later. He's scheduled to come on in September of this year. His name is AJ Rivera, amazing, amazing man. And he knows Craig Ballantyne personally, and he said, that's a great book. I highly recommend you read it. And I did, and he was right. And that's the other thing. When you have a mentor, when you have a coach like a Dennis Nirmella, you can use their knowledge and say, what book would you recommend I read? And they will tell you. I know Dennis is a big reader too. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a snippet, just a little snippet of this bookmark. So go ahead and listen intently. It's a different voice than mine, different volume. His name is Craig Ballantyne. And we'll just listen for about a minute, and then we'll move on to the next segment where we bring our big man on, Dennis Nirmella. Hold on just a second. Here we go.
The smartest business decision I've ever made was to hire my first business coach. But taking so long to do it was also the biggest mistake I've ever made. Had I not been so cheap and stubborn and procrastinated on getting the professional coaching and accountability that I needed, the impact of my business on the world today would be much bigger. We all need a coach. Wayne Gretzky, Derek Jeter, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, and every athlete at the pinnacle of performance always had a coach. We all benefit from having a mentor. Mark Zuckerberg has one. Warren Buffett has one. Steve Jobs had one. A coach not only teaches us what to do, but holds us accountable for doing it. And that might be the most important role of all. You need professional accountability. You need to be constantly checking in with someone who can give you expert feedback and guide you to making better choices, building better habits, and getting better results.
Powerful, powerful stuff right there. And that is one of the key reasons I brought this book into the foyer, is because Dennis Nirmella is a business coach, among many other kind of coaches. He's very experienced in many avenues. He loves to help. He's really a champion of helping the younger generation. He's doing some magnificent things, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. One of the key things to grab from that is the importance of hiring or getting a coach. And so many of us put that off and put it off and put it off, saying, I can do it all. I can do it all. I don't need a coach. And the truth of the matter is, you probably could do it all. But how long do you want to keep making mistakes? How long do you want to burn yourself out when you could have someone correcting you, guiding you, praising you, and applauding you along the way? A coach is very, very important. And on that note, it's very important that we bring on our special guest expert. So hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. In just a moment, we are going to see Mr. Nirmella.
It's time for the Guest Expert Spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
Quit losing and start learning. Get psyched, get ready, get in it, and go.
Dennis Nirmella changes lives all over the world.
Excellence is attainable.
He's a mentor. He's a fantastic speaker.
I've built some great companies, reached multi-million dollar revenues, and also crashed some to the ground at raging speeds. Imagine yourself already where you want to be.
I've seen him mesmerize audiences.
Set goals that continue to be fulfilled beyond your life.
Audiences love Dennis Nirmella.
I'm talking to the kid inside of you that's masquerading as an adult. One person can change the world if they only make a world of change in one person.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend. It's like I can reach him. He's right here, right next to me. Dennis Nirmela. Ah, this is amazing. Dennis is the real deal. He has run companies since he was 9 years old. He has reached multi-million dollar levels of success and has also crashed others to the ground at raging speeds. You're going to love his sense of humor. That was humorous right there. Dennis is a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. And by the way, Dennis, thank you for your service. Much appreciated. And he has had a career in both the medical and computer industries and now helps other business owners, both old and young, to reach their dreams by speaking internationally himself, mentoring others, and teaching. And real quick, watch this show until the very end. This is an important announcement. Watch until the very end for a chance to win a complimentary stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of powertexting.com, an amazing, amazing company. So those of you that stay on live till the end, that's just live, you can qualify. And in addition to that, I think Dennis is going to announce something really, really special that you will all have the opportunity to take advantage of. And I cannot wait to hear that. Now, that is it. I'm done. I'm going to now bring this man in. So, Dennis, tell us a little bit about who this guy is, this guy named Dennis Nirmela. You know, what have you been up to of late?
Gosh, yeah. Oh, not much. Just sitting around on the couch watching Netflix. No. I guess there's a little bit more than that. So I appreciate the great introduction and showing that wonderful video. I always watch that video and think, who is that guy? Wow, I'd like to know him. Because, you know, you realize after you get home from signing books and kissing babies and hugging people that you forgot to take the trash out, and all of a sudden humility comes back. But I'm happy to share with you some of the things that people appreciate of what I've done, and kind of give you an idea of what's going on right now and what's in the very near future. So I love speaking to people about things that I have learned over the years. And yeah, I have run companies since I was 9 years old. I've really had a lot of fun learning how to create. And that's really was the key, was finding out that I enjoyed creating more than I just loved business. I thought it was business that I loved. But when I learned that my real passion is creation, and I just used it instead of on a art pad or something, I did it in business, create new companies. I realized I have a higher calling now that I'm a little bit older. You mentioned that I like helping the young and the old, and I like to consider that I am the young and the old. And I decided that helping to create creators was really what my life's purpose is all about. And so I do run a nonprofit called Yes Place, Young Entrepreneur Success Place, where I help youth start their own companies. And then as you mentioned too, I am an international keynote speaker. I just got back from China, speaking all over China and Beijing and Hunan and Zhuhai and Xi'an and Guangzhou and Hong Kong and Macau. None of those words could I even pronounce before I went there. And so busy doing that and worked at so many colleges, and they have such a need for entrepreneurship mentorship out there that in September I will be moving to China. That will be my new home base. So I'm very, very excited about that, and excited to help the world however I can. And one thing that it has been helpful to me too is that in the process of learning how to speak properly and studying the science of speaking, you mentioned reading earlier too. I am a speed reader, so in a regular book I'll read about 2,000 words a minute, and I love to listen to audio books like you do. I listen at double speed, and I try to think, okay, how do I get through to my audience so they'll retain things and they'll be interested? So I started studying the science of speaking, and about 30 years ago became an expert hobbyist in neurolinguistics and body language. And now I'm a certified practitioner in that, and accidentally became a clinical hypnotherapist as well, and mix all that in with my coaching so that I can help people get through imagined barriers that they have so that they can be successful in life. So that's a little bit what I'm up to. So not much, watching Netflix and moving to China.
Yeah, just hanging out, chilling, eating bonbons on the couch, you know.
That's right.
Watching the soap operas that they used to watch. I love that, man. There were so many things you said right there that were, nuggets. Help create creators. That's a great tagline right there. I mean, I love to help create creators. Dennis,
that's
Miller.
My passion. That's what, you know, they say that there's only two really important days in your life: the day that you're born and the day that you figure out why you were born.
Ooh.
And I truly feel the. And I've never shared this on the air, but I'm going to share a vision with you that I've had that helps me picture what creating a creator is. And I picture myself going around the world, finding people who either already are or have the potential of being a flagpole to others, and help them write their flagpole and run the flag up. I really want to help leaders become leaders. That's where my passion is.
I was trying to get away with writing some notes, and then you stopped talking.
And then I run another flag up. I'll pull it for you.
Yes, a flagpole to others. I love this. And then you talked about the fact that you became an NLP practitioner and then accidentally became a hypnotherapist. And I love that because I have a similar thing that happened in my path. And NLP and hypnosis was kind of the last thing that I became certified in that I realized, and I know you'd realize the same thing, you can use that to help in any business.
Well, to be honest, I was one of those guys that thought hypnosis was kin to palm reading.
Yes.
And if you're into palm reading, I apologize, but I'm not into it. But yes. Then when I found out that hypnosis is all about just relaxing yourself to a point, or helping to relax somebody else to the point you can get the right words in, I was like, oh my gosh, and saying the right things. You know, you're in a state of hypnosis, believe it or not, when you're sitting on the couch relaxed watching television commercials. That's how you can remember the jingles from those commercials without ever practicing the words. So yeah. Hypnosis happens all the time naturally. And in fact, once I learned about it, it's great.
Right. I was a similar. I mean, I was in the audience when I was first learning about all of this, where they were combining NLP and hypnosis. And my first reaction mentally was, get away from me. You know,
mm-hmm.
And since then, learning, it's really simple. It's not woo-woo. And
right.
It's basically when people think of you're being put in trance. Well, a great way to describe it is, have you ever been driving along on the freeway and then suddenly realize you missed that off-ramp that you took nearly every day?
Oh,
well,
that
was because you were in a trance.
In the last
state.
5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that, you were in trance. And the thing is, with hypnosis, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. It's amazing. Sure. We could spend probably a week discussing this one topic. I love it. I feel akin to it. You do too. But there's so much more that I want to get out of you for this audience as well.
Absolutely.
But very important for all watching. When you see Mind, Body, Business, let's see if I can get my hand right there where the title is. Mind, Body, Business. That is where we come from when we talk about mind. It's the subconscious brain that is far more powerful than the conscious brain. And NLP is a proven science that helps you tap into and reprogram your subconscious brain for the better. It's amazing. And that's
well,
go ahead.
It's true. And let me tell your audience that you, like me, want to do better with your life. And the best way that you, like me, can figure that out is by learning how to communicate at a higher level with the words that you use, with the way you communicate with your fellow man, and the way that you communicate with your own brain. So you, like me, are going to be successful because you're doing those things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've often heard of NLP being called the science of success. And I believe it is. I truly do. Phenomenal. So on the concept of reading, we're switching gears here quite abruptly.
That's fine. Oh, I love gear switching.
Unless...
We can even grind the gears if you want. We can just kind of throw them all together. I've done that too in life.
That'll work. I got some oil around here somewhere. We'll take care of that if that happens.
You're a slick guy.
What business-related book have you read recently, or maybe you're reading it now, would you say has inspired you the most?
I'm going to mention two. And I think that there's been some recent ones, but I want to tell you the ones I think that are most effective, and they're not even mine. When I was a young man, I read a book called I Dare You, and it was written by, I forget his first name, but Ralston is his last name, and he was from the Ralston Purina company. It is a motivational book that kicked me in the behind when I was probably 15 or 16 years old, and it challenges you. It's a short read, It's out of print, but you can still buy it all over the place on Amazon and eBay and everything. It's called I Dare You. And I've got a couple of the old leather cover copies. It's an older book. You'll love that for motivation. And the other thing is, you know, I was grateful to have read this book too, and many people have read it. If you haven't read it lately, read it again with a highlighter. And that is the E-Myth. It's an E-Myth: Revisited is the name of the book, written by Michael Gerber. And I was honored to be at his 80th birthday party a couple years ago. A great mentor. That book is an easy read. Most business books are, you know, okay. But this has a storyline to it. It makes sense. It talks about how to put systems in your business, how to run your business from the press box rather than down on the field, how to not be the worker bee, the technician in your company. So those are two books that I would highly recommend for you to read.
Yes, The Old Pie Shop. I remember it well.
That's right. That's right.
Michael Gerber, amazing guy. I didn't see him at his 80th. I met him, and I don't think he was 80 yet, but I met him briefly. And he was a very welcoming individual.
He's great, yeah.
Yeah, he was guest speaking at an event, and he had one of those tables out in the hallway. He was one of those holding up, you know, his books and CDs and things. And I just went over to chat with him. He's like grandpa. Love the guy.
Yeah.
And one of my mentors actually trained with him for, I forget how long it was, like a week solid, intense training. And
great.
I highly recommend the E-Myth as well. It's like, I've heard it called the Bible for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when I first joined Vistage, if you're not familiar with Vistage, I'll recommend that. If you run a company, you have to run a company that's doing at least $1 million a year. And it's kind of a invite type thing, but you can find out about joining. There can be no more than about, I think it's 17 members in each group. It's the world's largest CEO membership group. And there's no competitors, no vendors, no, you know, your spouse can't come to it. You know, it's a very kind of not secretive, but trusted, you know, you sign a non-disclosure agreement with each other and you share your profit and loss statements. Anyway, great, great. It's like your board of advisors, you know. And when I went to my first meeting and they all started talking about stuff, it was like everybody was talking about things from the E-Myth. And I thought it was just me. I figured that book was a good book. But yeah, it's definitely one you've got to read if you haven't read it.
Definitely, yeah. So there it is on the reachyourpeaklibrary.com. It's one of many awesome books. You see right next to it another somewhat well-known book. A few people know about it. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Amazing, amazing books.
That's a great book.
Love it all. Love it all. Fantastic. Great books. Thank you for that. I dare you. I'm going to look that one up, and I hope they have it on Audible, of all places. That would be phenomenal.
I don't know. I don't know if they have it in Audible, yeah.
So another thing I wanted to ask you, and this one's really near and dear to my heart. At the age of 47, I started an online fitness company. And so
yes.
Can you imagine limiting beliefs that were going through my mind at that time? You know, 47, Brian, are you an idiot for doing this? You're too old. Come on. And I thought, well, that's the very reason I need to do it. So I did. And that's one of the things I found to be – it helped me to be accountable. Not just to other people, but to myself, because I was doing live workouts on camera, all that good stuff. And on that note, I wondered, how important is physical fitness to you, Dennis Nermella, and what would you say to people from the business aspect, from the success aspect, and how important fitness should be for them and their personal life as well? What does it mean to you?
To me, it's as important as getting customers to walk in your door for your business. Because you've got to perform at 110%. And I'll tell you, I'm still a big guy, but I have released 80 pounds over the last couple of years. And while I'm still on a plateau and have more to lose, I am in much, much healthier shape than before. Last year, I ran the LA Marathon. I just, you know, hiked about 5 miles on the Great Wall. Which is, it's not easy. It's not a nice flat wall. There's a lot of steps and big inclines and all that. I'm in really good shape. And I think it is so important to have your body in good shape, because your mind then realizes that your capacities have been increased tremendously, not only with your body, but with your thinking process. Your body sets an example for your mind. So I absolutely think it's one of the most important things to do.
I love that. It's so true. I often say from stage, the mind and body are a team. The mind and body are your team.
That's true.
If the body is in prime shape, but you haven't cleaned out the weeds in the garden of your mind, and you haven't changed your thinking process from a subconscious level, that fitness goal that you had may not be reached. Often it's not. How many people go and make that New Year's resolution? I remember going to gyms on a regular basis, and I remember I hated January. I couldn't stand it because I was a regular. And then January came up, and then the place was flooded, and I couldn't get onto the equipment I wanted. And then it was a guarantee by as late as maybe March, it would be back to normal. And I kept going, why is that for them? Well, it's all about mindset. Unless you have really reprogrammed your mind to realize that this is something that you sustain and do this for life, you're just going to give up, most likely. But 80 pounds, I can attest to that. I remember you when. And
that's right.
I wanted to praise you and lift you up and say you are a product of the product, that you're not just saying, I think you should make fitness a priority in your life and make it important. You did it. And so that's another important point, wouldn't you say, Dennis, for people looking for mentors, is to find a mentor that's actually succeeded at something they aspire to succeed at, rather than someone who just flaps their gums about it and talks about it.
I agree. And let me go back on your point about it being a teamwork between your mind and your body too, because I think as a person, I like to use that word as your soul. Your soul is everything. But if you don't understand the neurolinguistics, body language, high-end communications, if you don't understand how to be in control of your mind, and I don't mean control like it's really tough, but how do you guide it and influence your mind to do good for you? When that happens, your soul becomes the coach of that team. And unfortunately, too many individuals' teams are run by the captain that's on the ground, the head, the brain. And so we think our brain just does stuff for us. And we hope that we're going to have good luck. We hope that our head's going to get in gear, and we don't know how to coach it or guide it. So I think it's so important to learn some of these things. And I just, NLP for me, neurolinguistics, and understanding how to communicate at a higher level is tremendous. In fact, I'm going to open the curtain, so to speak, to share something that I just said in NLP earlier. Yeah, now I know you noticed it, Brian, because I saw a little grin on your face. But I said three times in a row, you, like me, want to be more successful in life. Well, that was an NLP statement. You, like me, is what I said in that sentence. You, like me, want this to happen. Your subconscious mind picked that up. So I said it in a way, and I'm revealing it to you, so it's not a secret, that I said it so that you'll think, you know, I kind of like that guy. But if you know that salespeople do that, and you know that the rest of the world knows how to use NLP, then doggone it, you better know how to use it too. Yeah, or at least understand it's being done to you, right?
But always do it with integrity and ethically, like you do as well.
Exactly.
I agree completely. That was a nice little embedded command, we would say, like me. And NLP, so you're starting to see, you, the audience, you're starting to see a pattern develop already on this show. And we keep coming back to this one concept. It's all about the mind. And truly, truly, in my personal opinion, because I did not have the mind mastered until late 40s. And once I did, I saw phenomenal change in my business life, in my personal life. I loved life more. I love life more than I ever have. I love being around people, talking to people. I didn't like that before. It's the number one most important ingredient, in my personal opinion, to success, is learning something like NLP. You know, positive affirmations, they're great, but they're at the conscious level. You know, you stand in a mirror saying, I am rich, I have a yacht, I have a house, and, you know, you're doing this every day. That's fine. Continue to do that. But know and recognize that's at the conscious level, and you're not reprogramming anything. You just have
Can I tell you a secret? I want to tell your audience a secret about that. I believe in positive affirmations, but so many rah-rah coaches tell you to do it at the wrong time, and that is in the mirror in the morning. You just got out of the shower. There's a lot of temperature change. You're thinking about your schedule for the day. Your beta wave is really, really high, so you're very conscious, and you're telling yourself, I'm gorgeous, and your conscious mind says to you, yeah, except for that stinking spot on your face that you've hated since third grade. You know, it wants to protect you, so it doesn't get in. It gets in when you're alpha wave is higher when you're in kind of a state of hypnosis, which you're in when you're in deep prayer meditation, but you're also in when you're almost asleep at night. So if you create a little mantra for yourself, and if you learn self-hypnosis too, you can kind of throw that in there also. If you repeat those things to yourself in your mind while you're getting ready to fall asleep, you're actually going to let them soak in better. Mm-hmm. You can say them in the morning if you want, but they're going to get thrown off like water off the duck's back too. So anyway, I wanted to share that real positive stuff with everybody.
That's a great tip, because you're closer to what you're naturally going to be in, which is your transitive state anyway. You're in Correct. A deep state of relaxation, and that's all it is. Ladies and gentlemen, hypnosis, to be hypnotized, all you need to be in is a state of relaxation, deep relaxation. You which actually need in, to stay awake.
Yeah, you could be in it right now. 1, 2, 3, wake up. There you go.
Exactly. Hey, I got to mention something. I got to give a shout out. We just had a gentleman come on the air to watch. His name's Donald Barrett, and this is crazy. This is amazing. He is one of the first mentors that I was talking about that mentioned the importance of reading books. And
that's
so I
want
to pull it up real quick at reachyourpeaklibrary.com. Again, there's things that are for sale there. I'm not making money. I might make a few cents off an affiliate link, but that's it. But the story I tell in there, if you read it or you watch that video, I talk about a CEO of a company that flew me out and then basically opened up his cabinet. And he said, if they just knew that all it takes is this. And he opened up this double door cabinet that went floor to ceiling, and it was shelf after shelf after shelf of books similar to the ones that I now have on Reach Your Peak. And I wanted to say thank you, Donald, for that incredible advice, because it came full circle when my now latest mentor, Mel Cutler, finally, popped me in the head and said, go read books. And it's been a life changer. No
That's
kidding.
That's good. Well, welcome, Donald.
Yes. Thanks for coming on. Awesome. Now, Dennis, as an entrepreneur, there's many of us. I don't know if you're one of them, but we have this tendency to chase things. There's a term out there like shiny object syndrome.
Just squirrels. I only chase squirrels.
And I know that's never happened to you. But if it were, actually, yes, I know it. What? Because that's where the creative juices come in, right? We're so creative, and we see something that's not what we're focused on right now, but it looks intriguing. I can make a business out of that. Or, boy, people would love this. So I get that, and you have had several businesses of yourself on your own. What actually ignites you to start, what ignites a spark in you to start a new business? What is it that does that?
I'm going to answer that question, but I also want to talk about the squirrels. Because I just remembered something I wrote in one of my books that I had forgotten about for a while. So the ideas can come from anywhere that spark you to start a new business. My nonprofit was really the spark from understanding that I need to help create creators. But some of the other businesses have come from chasing squirrels. But one of the chapters in my book, The Saturday Morning CEO, talks about how to have a strategic planning meeting with yourself each week. It's called, I don't remember if it's the name of one of my chapters or just one of the sections in there, that teaches you how to cage the squirrels. So you don't just let the squirrels run off and go, ooh, look at that. What was that? You actually cage it. And by that, I mean you get it ready to go on an agenda, to do a little research on it, to study it, so that you can decide whether it's something that you want to go with or whether you want to maybe offer it to somebody. Because if you're networking with people, this idea might be great for somebody else, and you can just give it to them for free. Or you can sell the idea to somebody, or you can just let the squirrel go and, throw some nuts out there and have it chase them. So I think that if we get diverted a little bit, that's okay. But be good about keeping a journal and having a meeting with yourself where you study the strategic value of all these squirrels that come into your life. Because some might be an inspiration from God, from the universe, from wherever. And others may just be a fleeting thought that came from some bad burrito you ate yesterday. So you want to be able to identify them. And then the next thing you do is you filter them against what your core values are. So I try to filter any new squirrel that comes into my life against putting up those flagpoles. Am I helping to create a creator by bringing this squirrel in and feeding it?
And, you know, if you're not getting, if you're not understanding, these are golden nuggets again. If you didn't hear that just now, you the watchers and listeners, then go back and listen to that again. He's saying things that I've been hearing over and over and over again, and these are the habits of the highly successful people. And a couple of them were have a meeting with yourself. Yep. And journal. And I have heard, in fact, a previous guest that I had on, Alex Branning, we're going to have him on again, has created a resource for you
to
journal.
Tell Alex I said hi. He's a great guy when you come.
Yes, I will. Alex is probably watching right now. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, Alex.
And so, and you know, these are the habits of the truly successful, and filter against your core values. Another big one is, you know, I've seen friends of mine start businesses that I knew were not in alignment with their values.
It's an alignment. It's an alignment with making money. How
exactly.
Many people do that?
Exactly.
Oh, Bob's making a lot of money with this. I think I'm going to get involved. You know.
And I've had them approach me and say, Brian, I think you should do this. This will get you to that next step that you wanted to get. And I thought, at what cost? I'm not going to do that. It's
right.
Not in alignment with my value system. So thank you. I appreciate it. I truly do. They were thinking of me, but it wasn't for me. So it's a fine, you know, when there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that are struggling. I know that because I know a lot of entrepreneurs. So you, Dennis, financially.
Yep.
And sometimes they will take that shortcut. And it's good to have an accountability partner, a coach, a mentor, somebody to at least let them know that, you know, maybe you want to think about that. You know, your decision is your decision, but
yeah,
it'd be a good idea to think about that.
In fact, remind me before the end of the show, I want to tell people about something that, because I'm one of those coaches that, you know, that charges too much for most people. So, you know, if you want to pay me $20,000 for the year, I have people who do that and I work with them. Depending on what they need, anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, they pay me up front for the year. They're accountable, and I work with them, and they achieve their goals. But remind me towards the end of the show, and I'm going to tell people how they can get some coaching, not only from me, but from some other people who also charge upwards in the high end for practically nothing. So we just started a new thing. I got together with a bunch of other experts, and I'll reveal it here on your show at the end of the show.
Speaking of revealing. And there it is, the open loop.
That's right, another NLP.
Yes. Another gentleman by the name of Mark Joyner, who's known as the godfather of internet marketing, calls it the Gazarnik effect. And I don't even know how to spell it, so don't ask me. But it's what they use in television commercials. They use it all the time. And cliffhangers, they do that as well. But, you know, they will, before a commercial comes on, when they develop the show, they develop the show with the express intent to really get you curious, like wait, and then they break for a commercial, like someone's hanging off the cliff, you don't know if they're going to fall, and their fingers are starting to come off of the ledge, and then break the commercial, and you go wait. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to stay there, and you're going to pay intent attention to that commercial as a direct result of that open loop or Gazarnik effect. Same thing as, like, give them some, you know, tell them something really enticing, but don't finish it. That's a nice open loop. Good job, Dennis. So definitely can't wait to share that resource. You did share that with me earlier, and I think it's an amazing concept.
Well, I wasn't sure if it would be ready or not, and we're ready. So we have a couple more extras we're still adding, but I'll go over that in a minute. But can I add something else, too?
Absolutely.
Please be willing to think not only outside the box, but think outside the room that the box is in. You know, I'm getting ready to move to China. Never in the world did I ever think I would ever even go to China, let alone want to live there. And, you know, I've got a bunch of college students that I have taught while I was there, and some that have come to the United States and learned entrepreneurship for me. And a couple of them have some great successful companies. They're like my kids. In fact, they call me their American dad. You know, hey, Dad, I got a question about such and such. And so I'm moving to China with this pseudo family out there and a whole bunch of colleges that want me to put a program on. I never would have thought of that. And I didn't go seek it. It found me, you know, China found me, and it's way outside my box. You know, I've got to learn a new language, you know, wo kui jiao yi dian dian po tong kua, wo jiao dan yi si. So anyway, I said something and Chinese. So I said, I know all, a little bit of Chinese.
It was all Greek to me. That's okay.
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, now I'm open to the idea that, you know what, maybe I'll live in China for 5 years or so, learn the language, and then I'll move to Peru or something to get my mi español más bueno. So I don't know. We'll see. But
I'm telling you, you need to open that mind. Because it's a gold mine. You keep every time you say something, you know, getting out of your comfort zone. Get out of that box. Get out of the box. I was just having a discussion with an apprentice of mine the other day about that, where the best thing you can do is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Someone else coined that phrase. I'm not the originator of it, but I love yours. I've never heard that before. Where you said, don't just think out of the box. Think yes. out of the room that the box is in. That's brilliant.
My new one. I'm gonna coin that phrase. So and coining things is good because change is good.
Yeah, I love that. It's like take it another step and just really think out there. And yeah, China, that's a very good example.
Way out there, China. You can say, hey, I'm gonna fly east or I'm gonna fly west and go to China and be correct.
There are a lot of things that motivate entrepreneurs. You know, that
yes.
get us out of bed. That make us have that drive, that keep us going, even in light of adversity. Because as you know very well, Dennis, that no business is ever easy to get to that finish line. It takes time. It takes perseverance. It takes getting over lots of disappointments. And you have to have a really strong why, reason. What is that one reason? What is something that motivates you so much so that you're doing something like you're doing now to take a massive leap to go to China and change your entire life? What is the thing that's motivating you to do things like that?
I'm gonna give you two things. One is what my why is, and the other is who is motivating me. I want to throw those two things out there. So the thing that's motivating me is what I've already told you too, is that I see flagpoles laying down all over the ground. You know, I see people with some huge potential that need to get their name out there. They need to be known. They need to be international keynote speakers like myself, you know, and so they might have to get over some fear or shyness or the feeling that they don't know enough or whatever. That motivates me to see other people succeed. I don't want to win a Nobel Peace Prize or something, but I'd love to have somebody I help encourage win one. You know, I would feel so much better to watch it from the sidelines. And then I'm often asked, who motivates you? Well, a lot of people encourage me, just like you and I, Brian. We can talk and encourage each other. We've talked about the host of my old radio show, put him on here as a guest with you and vice versa, and encouraging each other and growing together. So encouragement happens from a lot of people, but I'm really motivated by one person, and that is the Dennis Nermella of the future. Now, this is going to sound a little weird, but it's true, and I really embrace this. I have conversations all the time with Dennis Nermella of the future, because Dennis Nermella of the future has already gotten over the hurdle that I'm looking at right now going, how the heck am I going to get over this, through this, around this, under it, whatever. And so I just talk to him and I say, hey, how did you get over this? How did you get to where you are now? And then he can look at this from another angle and see that, well, it's because there's a door over there on the left-hand side. You know, you remember this other person you know? Well, they helped you through it. Oh, ding, that's right. I should have thought of that person. Well, I just did. So having this conversation with this person who is yourself in the future, not only does it help you to look at your own life from a completely new angle, but it creates an assumption that you were successful getting past that hurdle.
I like that.
And it's so real because you're having a conversation with the guy or the gal who actually got through it already. So you don't have to wonder if you're going to or not. You're finding out how you did. So anyway, that's my life. And when I forget him and leave him, that's when I start going spiraling. And then I go, oh, wait a minute. Sheesh, I haven't talked to him in a while. Let me find out how he got through this spiral.
That's,
you know,
powerful,
pull up.
That is powerful. I've not heard of that approach before.
Thanks. Well, for me, it works.
That is amazing. And The Dennis DeMello. The thing, there was one thing I picked up on.
Now, I would suggest that you talk to your Brian Kelly of the future and the other, because this is my friend. Just want you to know.
Well, I already had a picture of the Dennis DeMello of the future. He was a little bit grayer, but, man, did he have a rock-solid six-pack going.
Oh. You know what? I never looked down there before, but I will now look at that and ask him how he got it.
Nice. Awesome. Big pecs. I love it.
Yep.
The thing you mentioned that your future self told you was they helped you through it.
Yep.
And guess what we started out with talking about? The importance of coaching.
True.
And your future self was saying you just got coached on how to get to the next step.
That's correct.
And so, you know, he is a coach, and he also has coaches and mentors and people advising him. The most successful of the most successful, you heard it earlier on the soundbite, you know, Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, some of the greatest athletes that have ever played, have coaches. They don't do it alone. Why should we? Why should you? Stop.
Yeah,
get a coach.
I've got a bunch of coaches. I've got, you know, there's people that I've learned from. Ryan Avery is the youngest ever world champion of public speaking. He's given me some great advice. His wife even helped me figure out how to, you know, how they properly book stuff and get more speaking jobs. You know, I've been inspired and coached by some great, you know, Les Brown and so many other people that I've learned from. Even people that I've just like read their books, like with Michael Gerber and others. I've got a business coach, you know, that has helped me, who's been successful. So if you find out the things that you want to be strong in, get a coach in that area. In fact, Ryan Avery's really good about that. When he joined Toastmasters, he won that year as the youngest ever world champion of public speaking. And he did so with a huge, big handful of mentors who he looked at speakers who had won before. And some that were just so good with their body language, and other people that were really good with their voice inflection, and somebody else was really good with something else. And he asked each of them, can you coach me in just that area that I think you're so good in? So finding not only just a coach, but somebody who's been there and done that. And in fact, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm a certified coach. And the reason I'm embarrassed to say it is because I used to take pride in the fact that I've built multi-million-dollar companies. I've been there, done that since I was 9 years old, and I never had a certificate that said, I'm a coach. Well, I accidentally got one when I got my NLP certification and other stuff. So now I have one. I got a certified thing. But you find the people who are the real deal, who have really done it, and that's who you ought to coach. You're not the one who's got a beautiful plaque up on the wall with a nice gold frame.
And I don't want to leave it right there. So often, I remember being in the audience of events and things, and they would say, go do this. And then they'd leave you hanging, and I'd go, but how? I don't know how to do that. And I found there's two ways. You mentioned one of them, and I was going to bring it up, is read books. Your mentor doesn't have to even be alive, literally. Think and Grow Rich. You can read books and use those as, quote-unquote, mentors, virtual mentors. But for me personally, the most powerful thing to do was to go to workshops and seminars that were in my wheelhouse, things I wanted to learn more at, and I met some amazing people. As a matter of fact, there happens to be one guy right over there that I met at one such event. I kid you not. And most of the people that you will see on this show are a direct result of getting out there, of showing up, of going to workshops and seminars. Yes, it takes investment. Get over it. It is it's so valuable. The investment is so worth it. It may not seem like it that moment sometimes, but I'll tell you over the long haul, if you keep going, you keep going to seminars and networking events that are in your genre, then you will break through and start making those connections. Because guess what?
Right.
It's like a herd of animals that travel in the same circles. You start seeing those people over and over, and you establish stronger and stronger relationships and friendships. Sorry, Dennis, you had something to...
No. I would just wanted to say, too, and figure it out. You know, Google it, YouTube it, do whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the event that you and I were at, but I remember one event that was a multi-day event. We were given some ideas of, you know, how to create the right, you know, website name for our business and branding and stuff like that. And so the next day we came out, and I had been kind of chastised by the person from the stage of not having my branding down at the time. This was years and years ago. And so that night, I figured it all out. And I went and purchased the URLs online from my hotel room on my laptop. And the next day, when I stood up to ask a question, I branded myself and told them I got the website. In fact, I had it built already, you know, a very simple site. But you just go make it happen. And if you don't know how, then all that means is that you just have to figure out how to learn to do it. The quicker you can learn it, the more practice you have learning, the more successful you can be in a shorter period of time.
Couldn't have said it better, my buddy. Couldn't have said it better.
That's important. That's important to do.
You know,
that.
It's hard to believe, but we are already over 50 minutes into our one-hour show. Can you believe that?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's incredible. I can just talk forever, and so can you. So, hey, can I tell them about my special deal here?
Well, that's what I was going to segue into. A couple of things, because I want to let everybody know the show isn't over yet. I have one more hard-hitting question that Dennis has no idea what this question is going to be.
Oh, those are the best ones.
Yes, and it's one of the most powerful, thought-provoking questions you can ask an individual that has had the success that Dennis has had.
Yeah, tidy
whities
is the answer.
Stick on for that. In the meantime, I want to share a couple of wonderful resources for you. Those of you that are watching live right now, this very moment, you can now enter to win that 5-day trip in the 5-star luxury resort in Mexico, and I'll put it up on the screen. All you have to do is one of two things. You can either do it on a website, or you can just text it directly from your phone. If you want to go out on a website, you just type in reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. And just be sure the word vacation is all lowercase. The rest of it doesn't matter. Just vacation, lowercase. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation, or text the word peak, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Again, that's peak to 661-535-1624. And I repeat that for our podcast listeners who are not able to see this at the moment. And this has all been sponsored by a great company called PowerTexting.com. In fact, when you text Peak, you will see PowerTexting in work. And when you opt into the form on the website, that is also powered by PowerTexting.com by my good friend Jason Nast and Rhonda, his partner. Phenomenal job, and just appreciate that. And they are the ones, by the way, offering up this vacation. So it's wonderful to have sponsorships, isn't it, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And then it gets even better. So go ahead and do that. Go ahead, and you can text while you're and keep listening. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening. Write that down. Here, let me put it up real quick. Give you 5 seconds. Okay, that wasn't 5 seconds, but that's all you get.
Now they can pause it.
That's right. Pause, playback.
Technology. That's right. Pause it now.
If I get your opt-in, if your information comes in within 5 to 10 minutes after the end of the show, I'll still consider you for winning the prize. How's that sound? Give
That's
you a chance,
awesome, yeah.
So you can have the opportunity to rewind and all that good stuff. This is the one that I wanted to hand over to Dennis because he has something extremely amazing to bring up, and I wanted to give him the floor here. And just, you're going to be blown away by this, so stay on this, We'll give you the resource here in just a moment. But go ahead, Dennis.
So there are several coach friends of mine who we all charge upwards of $20,000 for a year of coaching. And I've brought together a team of experts. In fact, we're even bringing more on right now. This is brand new. But I'm going to tell you about these five people and how you can get advice from all of us for right now. It's normally, we've started a program that's $49 a month. And you can actually get in touch with all of us. But right now, if you promise to tell 5 other people about it, you get it for $5 a month for life. And that's an amazing thing. Here's the expert. So one is, I'm, of course, on there, P.J. Dixon, who you may have heard him speak somewhere. He's in the National Hall of Fame for people with disabilities. He's in a wheelchair. But even though he's in a wheelchair, he is a martial artist. He's a 10th degree black belt. This guy is incredible, and he's a neuro-linguistic Oh, hey, thank you. There you go. There he is right there. And then you'll see below that is Rachel. And Rachel runs TalkRaw.org, and she bought her first home at age 24. She made it all through college with zero debt. In fact, I believe it was all paid for. She really knows and understands how to handle money. She's a great author. And then people's pictures you don't see yet on the website, but it's coming, is Hank and Sharon Uloff. And you may know them too, Brian, but they run their own advertising agency, absolutely expert marketers. They're going to be also, and this is all a paid membership to belong to a secret Facebook group. So you'll be able to ask them questions every week. They're going to put out some, all of us are going to put out some advice for you. You can ask us questions. And then the first week of every month, the only little catch or return for them putting all this time in is that they'll let you know about their new products and books. And that's not even a catch. That's great. They're going to give you the same deals that they give their clients. So this is all brand new, and it's a way for you to tap in if you're not yet there at the point of being able to get a one-on-one coach. So this website is abitofexpertadvice.com. Hey, thank you. So we started A Bit of Advice radio show and live Facebook, and we have 100,000 people that like the page, so we had a lot of followers. So this is kicking it up from that, and this is abitofexpertadvice.com. So you get there now, and all you got to do is say, I promise I'll tell five other people about it. Then, boom, you sign up, and I think Brian has just signed up in that too, and so you'll see him in the group. And that's $5 a month for the rest of your life. It'll never go up. And you'll hear about some great things from some fantastic coaches, handful of the best. So that's something to offer to your entire audience. I hope to see you all there.
That is truly amazing. I can't thank you enough. I mean, my goodness, $49 a month is a steal to get access to someone. Just if it was just Dennis himself, as he said, he's charged tens of thousands per year for people to come on. So it's something to jump at. And let me bring that up real quick.
Yeah, we've got other coaches that are coming on too. We've already talked to an expert in, you know, in nutrition and fitness, and also in other areas of life, relationship stuff. And so we're not going to have a ton of experts. I am handpicking a few key people. They're not getting paid, they're not paying me, they're giving of their time just to have a chance to offer some great stuff to you guys. And we're all busy putting flagpoles up. And if you think you might be a flagpole that's just laying on the ground, hey, come on and join us.
That's it. Go to abitofexpertadvice.com. You see it on the screen. Write that down. Replay it. This one, I don't know how long Dennis plans to keep this incredible deal up. If it's going to go forever,
we just want to grow it like crazy. The other, you know, the Bit of Advice grew up to 100,000 in just a few months, and I don't know if 100,000 will be our target for this or whatever. But at some point, it'll go back to the 49, which is still a really good deal. But if you're willing to help us grow it a little bit, then you get grandfathered in at $5 a month forever. So,
and there's a lesson right there. We talked about it on a previous show, and that's about referral marketing. And that's exactly what Dennis is doing here. Is there's great value in referrals, and it's a great form of marketing that really costs you, the business owner, in this case Dennis, no extra money. You just have to set up some systems to automate the process to go follow up with these referrals, and that's it. And you've got other people.
Yeah, and we actually are just using trust. We aren't even seeing that you're sending five people. You just promise that you will, and then, you know, it's up to you. Then if you don't do it, oh well, whatever. But if you're a good person and you really want to help share the news, you're going to love it. You'll probably share it with some other folks. So all you got to do is say, "Yeah, I promise," and we'll believe you because we have faith in you.
Fantastic. And that's the kind of person Dennis is. He's a trusting guy. It's going to be a raging success. There's no doubt. Because of mindsets like that, right? You're not a scarcity mindset. You're just the opposite. There's no doubt.
Yeah. And we're going to give all the good stuff there. I like, I'm moving to China. I'm starting a new YouTube channel, and I'll share all kinds of cool stuff on that. And that's free for everybody. But I'm not sharing the good stuff. And these few experts in here, we're going to share some real nuggets on this site because we know that you're paying something, even though it's just $5 a month. We really want you to get some quality advice.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. I appreciate you for putting that together. and all your experts as well. Well, it's come to that time, Dennis. It's come to that time for that one question.
Are you ready to do another hour?
Yes.
Oh, is that the question?
That's it.
Good. Yes. Let's do it. Yeah.
So I like to ask this question of the other entrepreneurs that have been on this show and other people that are successful as well outside of the show, because just to take the pressure off, there is no wrong answer. There is only your answer. And that answer is the right answer because it comes from you. And it's interesting to hear the variety of what the answer is. And I think when we compile these over the course of months and maybe years, it's going to be interesting to look back and see what everyone responded with. And so here it is, Dennis. What I'd like to ask you, and for everybody watching, drum roll, please, get in close. Dennis Nirmala, everyone wants to know, mostly me, how do you define success?
I define success as your soul, and we talked about this, your soul being the coach of your team, which is your mind and your body. So it really relates to what your show is all about, taking control of your life. And yeah, the external stuff is good. It's good to have a great mentor. I'm a mentor. I should be selling you on get a mentor. Be your own mentor first, too, you know. And so that's my idea of success, is when you've got that harmony where you're able to coach your mind and your body and you're able to accomplish the things that you've set out to do. So that's my idea of success. And for each person, that could mean money or relationships or, you know, I'm going to go speak at an orphanage in Uganda and help his kids there and single young adults learn how to start businesses. But for him, that's his form of success, is to see that these, you know, these orphans have a life. So whatever it is, to do those things, to accomplish those things, you've got to be the coach. Your soul has to be the coach of your mind and your body. That's my definition of success.
Mm. Yes, and very original, and I love it. And one of our commenters, Rock, you probably know who that is.
Hey, Lori, yeah. I shared some real high-end stuff with her last night on the phone, so she's a great client of mine.
Yeah, her comment was, always great advice from an amazing friend and mentor.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate that.
Yes, and we got some waves and hellos and wishing you well and having a great interview, Diana Lehman.
Oh, yeah, Diana. Hey, she just moved to Georgia. Good to see you, Diana. Diana's a great friend. She's wonderful. I'm sure I'll be coaching her soon, too. So she'll be a great speaker. You'll hear about her soon.
Well, I mean, all she needs to do is go to a bitofexpertadvice.com.
That's right. That's right. I'll see you all there.
Fantastic. Well, Dennis, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. Very wonderful of you to do this. Very gracious. You spread some incredible golden nuggets all across the carpet. It's just like this golden dust, pixie dust, as we went along. And I know it may not seem all that impactful to some who are watching and listening. I would just ask you to go back and watch and listen to this more than one time. In fact, all the shows as time permits, because of the amazing value that people like Dennis bring to the table. There were so many in there. I could not write fast enough because he kept stop talking, and I had to get on camera again.
But can I add one thing to what you're saying, too? When you
absolutely.
Come back and rewatch this, get your head in gear, you know, and turn on the learning modes. In fact, anybody that knows NLP can tell you how to turn on the learning modes in your mind so that you don't just hear the teacher go, wow, 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 like Charlie Brown, and actually soak in the stuff that's being said. Because I may be the best teacher in the world, but until the student is ready, right? Have you heard this, right? When the student is ready, the teacher appears. So I can say the same thing, and it can be heard by so many people watching this show, but only so many students will recognize that the teacher was there. So if you become the student and rewatch this, you will gain new things, not because I say something different when it replays, because that's not technologically possible, but because you were listening, the teacher appeared, and the teacher is in your own head.
Excellent. Hakala, my friend.
Hakala.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know what that means, look it up, because it's exactly what he was just talking about.
Hawaiian term. And Michael Stevenson, I love you.
Yes, indeedy. All right. Well, that is going to conclude our show for tonight. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, as I like to say. Thank you once again, Dennis. Thank you all for coming on, audience, watching, listening, commenting. Even if you're watching this as a recording, please feel free to comment. We will respond to you. Again, thank you once again, Dennis, and we'll see you all again next week.
Hey, Sai Tian, Ming Tian Jian.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.